Ribis.
Ribis.
Yeah.
Cool.
This is a lexicon.
No, that's a thing.
Looks to his toes and so just. Okay, Abaisa, we'll try to make a little bit of a sikkum of Inyone Ribis. Of course, ain base medrash for the chiddush. It can't be. So what I did was I tried to find any case that I had written down. I have all my different time people ask me shilas. I write them down in different files and different papers. You know, these are the shilas on Ribis. So I tried to take out the ones. You can remind me if these are the ones we spoke about. I tried to keep in mind which ones we spoke about b'shaita. But again, these are all the same topics that we spoke about, but with different shilas to bring out the case. Just the emphasis is that it could be last time we didn't speak out. Something that we really should speak out when we start the inyan is the Taimei Dekra, which of course, like I heard from Rav Pam once, that when the Chinuch writes a sefer, the Taimei, the reasons for the mitzvah, it's not Taimei Dekra, it's not the reasons for the mitzvah. We can't understand the reasons. But it's the tam, it's like a little bit of flavor that gives you a little bit of appreciation for the mitzvah. So I just want to, before we start, just a little bit of appreciation. No, it's very good. So the Ramban says like this. Ramban, when he explains the inyan of ribis, as he says, because ribis is exact opposite, you're being mevatel, the whole tachlis of the mitzvah halvah. The mitzvah halvah was that they should generate the chesed between people and create that type of avos yisrael between people. And the idea of ribis is you're turning it into a business inyan. You know, it's kilu, it's like a bittul of the mitzvah halvah. That's how he learns, that's his problem. Again, even though we know that to lend somebody with money, with ribis, we would have thought it's a tremendous chesed. You know, the mamash is giving the guy the biggest favor in the world. He's willing to pay ribis, right? But since you're turning this opportunity of a mitzvah of a avos yisrael into an opportunity to make cash, so kinu, that's like one pshat, a bittel of the mitzvah, one idea. The kli yoker and al shech, I say the inyan of ribis, the problem of ribis is you lose the necessity for being teach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, the person that right now, he knows in life, business and parnasa, everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He knows everything. He's saying Mechana Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah, but when it comes to ribis, since ribis is so exact and so kavua, you know, do you have to pay me this and this for this money, and have to be paid by this and this time? So since it's an exactness, you lose the necessity to be saying Mechana Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Al Shuk says it in the Furish. Yeah? So they ask Akasha, no. So then why am I allowed to lend ribis with ribis to a guy? It's an exact. The answer they both say, the same answer. Is that because a guy, when you rent to a guy, there's not that much chance you're getting the money back. So Mela, it's going to be a whole ASIC. And then you know you're going to have to be saying Mechana Kodesh Baruch Hu when you lend ribis. That's a second time of the crop. The Rashi says, it's actually the Chinuch thinks it out also, but the Rashi says that the pachad is that ribis, a person can get pushed carried away. In other words, if I'm borrowing money with ribis, since you don't feel it at first. You borrow money, you have all this money. It's the easiest thing in the world. You make a loan for $10,000, now you have $10,000. So, and now you have to pay back. You know, fine, I'll worry about it when that happens. And then I'll borrow another money. And then within a month, so it gets carried away. It's like a neshech, it bites you. It's something that catches the person, and we're afraid the person's going to go bankrupt. So we had the Torah looked out for the person. That's Rashi's pshat, the Ksav Seifer. He says the Merid the Kazakh. He said that because really you're making a mistake. But Etzim, the person who lends the money, that second that he lent the money, he just got a Merid such an unbelievable schutz and shemayim. So he got paid back. Now, that second that you lent the money, you got something ready for the money. So where do you come with the chutzpah to get for more? Now you want ribis. Now you get more. Like kilu yerganif. That's how the Ksav Seifer says. And the last pshat, of course, is what's yadua the maral. The maral and others, they say that the pshat is that you have no right to ask for ribis. Imagine, you know, I'm a gizber. You know, that people give me, I'm a treasurer. You know, the bacham yeshiva, they come to yeshiva, they give me all their money to, you know, to hold for them. Right? Then I give it to them when they come, you know. So everybody, so I have all this cash, and it's just sitting there. So people come to me and say, "Can I borrow it?" The guy's a trustworthy guy; he's going to get back. I said, "Yeah, you have to give me something also." Right? Who are you? What shaykhus you? Why should I give you money? It's not your money; you're just a treasurer, says the Maral. So you don't have any right to ask for ribis. Those are the five taimi dikra. Number one. Number two is over here, like I spoke out last time. You see the tremendous the stress that Chazal put on the inyan bein mitzad the mitzvah the oinish. I mean, I saw things. I tried to tell you things that we didn't speak about before. The lashon of the Gemara, you all know. The Gemara says that if a person lends money beribis, so then you might do nechasav. He'll lose everything. And the Gemara says vice versa also. He'll gain money. In Pasha, it's a school of a parnasa. If he lends money without ribbis, that's a confusion in the Gemara. Number one. Number two, I saw the Maral, a very interesting thing. He says ribbis, without the yud, there's ribbis, is the gematria of taryab. It's equal to all other 612. It's interesting. Most of the time you say something is equal to 613 mitzvahs. Here, it's equal to all the other ones. It's interesting. I don't know what the pshat is, but that's what they say. So you see the extremity of the union of ribbis. The Chafetz Chaim, in his Sefer, which Sefer was this? Chayvus HaShmira. Chafetz Chaim writes, why do we daven? You ever think about this? Why do you daven three times a day for Tchias HaMeisim? You're davening for Tchias HaMeisim. It's best in what we're doing. Why are we davening for Tchias HaMeisim? So Chafetz Chaim, it's an unbelievable thing. He says, you know why? Because maybe, you know, ribbis is very easy. We'll see today different examples. It's very easy to be over. And we know that a person that lends money by ribbis, the Medrash says he's not going to come back in Tchias HaMeisim. So we daven to Hashem, please, that I shouldn't be nichshol in ribbis. It's an unbelievable thing. You're davening three times a day, not to be nichshol in ribbis, because you want to be able to come back in Tchias HaMeisim. Things you don't find anywhere else in Kol HaTorah Kula, such an extremity. The lashon in the Gemara says, you're kaifer in Elokei Yisrael, you're kaifer in Tchias Mitzrayim if you lend by ribbis. The Gemara says, it's kilu shayfech damim. Unbelievable things, what it says over here. The Gemara said the Medrash, the Maral brings down the Zayir, that the Zayir says that a person that lends money by ribbis, Sakarish Baruch Hu, he dons his case first. Right? And I don't know exactly what goes on up there, down there, I guess. You know, this guy comes there, and they say, you know, I guess, in the summer, they say, you know, let's just a little down him tomorrow. So I guess, you know, then, you know, I don't know, maybe, I don't know what goes on. But no, him, we have time for him, get him in here. We're just going to down this case, and it's very bad, the Zohar says. I don't know what the Zohar says, but that's what the morale brings down. That's a terrible thing. They down this case. And the Maaser Rav, will end with this, and then we'll go to the halachas. Maaser Rav writes like this. Maaser Rav is in Yud Gimel. He says that it's an Avera 24-7. I lend money, Beribis. You think, I did the money then. I did the Avera then. He says it's an Avera that you have 24-7. Merdek. And then he writes, and even at Yom Kippur, when you're crying to Moyes, right then and there, there's an Avera lurking on your head, and it's the worst Avera in the Torah. The Chavis Das, the Helik and the Sivis. He writes in his Tzavah. Right? Tells his children, like, what's the first thing you're going to mitzvah for your children in 120 years? Right? Learn Hilchas Ribis. No games. I was like, Mamish. So this is a Vaisai, is a little bit of a Hakdama. Now I'm going to go to different cases that I was asked, which will bring out through the halacha that way, because we spoke out the halachas already, but we'll use the cases now. For example, somebody told me like this. He asked, a Chaloyim fellow asked him for a loan. He does business with him. And he asked him for a loan. And he said to him, you know, of course I'll give ribbis and money. So he said, look, I have to make a heter iska. You know, we didn't discuss heter iska, but you know there's some kind of a way to matter with heter iska. I won't go into it right now. So he asked him, you have to have a heter iska. He says, what's a heter iska? So he starts telling him this, that. He says, look, I don't believe in all this narishkeit. I don't think he said the word narishkeit. But he says, I don't believe in all this narishkeit. And, you know, I'll do whatever you want. I don't believe the whole thing. Now, we're not going into it right now. It's a lot of the poskim hold. If he doesn't believe in the whole heter iska, it's a shaila. It could be that the heter iska is not binding. Okay? But let's say more than that. Let's say this chilaini, he said much worse. He said, I'm not signing these things. If you want to lend me, good. If you want to lend me, I don't have time for these Jewish headaches. Those are his lashainas. I don't have time for these Jewish headaches, right? So he called me up. He asked me like this. Am I allowed to lend him? What's a shayla b'chlal? How can you lend him? So here's worse. Because if he mamish, he pushed mamish and apikairis, he mamish and mummer, so on this, the Shulchan Aruch, I'm going to say the Shulchan Aruch, if everybody's interested afterwards, take a look. This is the first halacha, in Kufnun Ches, and then Tess, and some will go on that Seder. The Shulchan Aruch says that to lend money to a goy with ribbis, you're allowed to. Okay? To a guy, you're allowed to lend money by ribbis. He's not a chicha, not your brother. Then the Gemara has a whole discussion. What if he's not a guy, but he's a mummer? He's an apikairis. So he has a din of a guy, copies certain things. He's a din of a guy. No, you can't include him in a minion and this that. So if he's a chalaini and he's an apikairis, he has a din of a guy. Once he has a din of a guy, so now he's not called a chicha. He's not your brother anymore. Even though, you know, copy other things, we're not going to be allowed to speak him treif. But here is a special halacha that we, you know, we have to worry about our brothers, and this person doesn't have a din of your brother, so then there's even a tzad that you can lend the money by ribbis. Okay? So I told him to tell you like this. If he's mamish atinuk shenishba, you know, he thinks that, you know, they spend Sundays getting together and being mafkin and making afghanas and machaz and they're all crazy and da-da-da. That's what he thinks. So then, no, it's not pashit at all. Then he's atinuk shenishba, and avadi can't lend the money by ribbis. And it might even be a mitzvah. He might be called your brother. If he's mamish atinuk shenishba, he doesn't know anything, you know, so then he might even be called your brother. And if he's called your brother, so then he's a quality stick shadow, which is the idea. Then he's called your brother, then you have a mitzvah now to lend the money without ribbis. But if he's mamish and mummer, for example, let's say he went off the derech, So then he's a mummer. There's no games. He's a mummer. He was he learned in high yeshivas and he went up to Derech, and I don't believe in all this Jewish and Irish kind of stuff, right? So then he's a Rasha. And then the halacha is that it's not even pashit, right? That you're allowed to lend him money without ribbis. Because by a guy, it's not pashit you're allowed to do a taiva for a guy. It says you could do a taiva for a guy and lend him money without ribbis. So now, to lend him money with ribbis, so some machayinim say, no, it's not so simple, he's a guy. Yeah? So to lend him money without ribbis, it's not so simple to lend it with money, with ribbis. It's not so simple without ribbis, because maybe he's a guy, maybe he's a Jew. The whole thing's not simple. So the price can say, try and avoid the whole situation. Don't lend him at all. Because if you would lend him, you might have to lend him with ribbis. Okay, that's one case. Number one. Number two, a different shaila. This one was asked to me by a child. Now, in the Israeli chinuch system, part of the chinuch system is something called adjuim. These adjuim are like these apricot seeds. They're a tremendous commodity. It's coming up. Adjuim season is coming in the summertime. And like, you know, there's some kids that they have like Ramesha, Hain Rab. My kid has more. My kid has 4,000. Right? But Al Kapanin, so it's also all the brothers, over all the Dairis. So, you know, these adjuim are major commodity. Right? And the shail is, this child asked me once, he says, could he was low on adjuim. You know, he probably needs to gamble and you shiva fragmish. Am I getting involved? He's low on adjuim. So he wanted to know, can Yana give me 5 adjuim this week? Yeah, 5 adjuim this week. And next week, hopefully, you know, I'll be holding an adjuim, you know. So I'll give him back 10 adjuim next week. Right? So this is an opportunity to be mechanical child, that's ribbis d'oraisa mamish. Right? Ribbis d'oraisa, you tell the little Yankee, you're not going to come back in Chiyas HaMeisim. Right? It's mamish an opportunity. Right? It's a mamish ribbis d'oraisa, because that's the idea. Ribbis, like we explained, is when I'm giving this, and that item is not the same item I'm giving back. If he's giving back the same item, that's already a shaila of a lending. That's a different type of lending. Excuse me, that's a schiris akopan. But here the pshat is that the item is not coming back. Right? For example, Balchad says to you, you know, you're on you're outside. He's got with him a can of Coke. So he say, you know, do me a favor. You go and get the makolet now. Buy me a can of Coke. Not in our case, right? Buy me a can of Coke. I don't know who runs the machine, and I don't know if what I'm saying is true, but it's just a musik. Right? Let's say you're outside in the street somewhere, you're playing basketball somewhere, I don't know, and they say, there's a guy selling Coke, there's a Coke machine over there, and they sell Coke for 75 cents, right? For 75 cents. And now, so you tell them, buy me a Coke, right? And I'll buy you one during Second Seder. I'll buy you Coke during Second Seder. Right? And I'll buy you in the shiva. You tell them, I'll buy you in the shiva. And over here, they sell it for $1. I don't know if what I just said is true. I'm going to get a hate mail tomorrow. So that's mamish ribbis. That's ribbis ksutza de oraisa. I made it tonight that I'm going to give you something which is more expensive. Are you giving him back the same thing? That's not true. Because you're telling him explicitly that I'm going to give him. Now, if you would have told him, I'll give you back a Coke. You know, then already, that would be, you know, what to talk about, because I'm giving him back the same can of Coke I have. Maybe if I happen to buy it in a more expensive place, that's what to talk about. But if I told him explicitly, and I'll buy you a Coke in the Coke machine in Yeshiva, right? Ironically, it sounds like it's a big chiddush what we're saying, but it's mamish pashit. That's also going to be ribbis. I got an interesting shaila a few days ago. I like the shaila. See how when people are in ribbis that they think, right? He asked me like this. He said he borrowed, he on Shabbos, he's a Sephardi fellow. And a Sephardi fellow to not have eggs in the cholent is like death itself, and it's like mamish, it's not worth the whole anything. So he went to his neighbor and he said to him, can I have 2 eggs from the chalent? I forgot to make the eggs in the chalent. So his mamish had to go chnevish. So, you know, he was masking, he gave him 2 eggs, right? So he asked me like this, like, I love the shayla. He said to me, am I allowed to pay back raw eggs, 2 raw eggs? So by me at first, when I heard the shayla, I thought pumfakert, right? What's better, 2 raw eggs or 2 cooked eggs? Obviously 2 cooked eggs, right? Because you actually did something to it, right? And that's what I would have thought. So he said to me, no, pumfaker. He said to me, pumfaker. He said to me, what do you mean? 2 eggs. You can't sell 2 cooked eggs. No, nobody's interested in buying 2 cooked eggs. It's not something that's a commodity, b'chal. Mashiach, 2 raw eggs is something that has a value. Right? Walking down the street, you want two eggs? it's not so normal. But raw eggs, yeah, what?
You have more use out of raw eggs.
Come again? Well, also, you're adding to him. You're helping him 100%. So I don't know. It doesn't sound right. I don't know, but it's something to think about. But Marty Gazach, you know, when you're in the world of ribbis, these are actually shilas. Okay? It's actually shilas. Now, that, Sorry?
If he says he's going to return the can of Coke during second seder, it's not more.
No, that's in my case. You're right. I don't want to get bogged down in the nusach. Let's say he said, I'll buy you one of the machines in the yeshiva. Just to make it easy. It could be, you're right. It could be 100%. In that case, then you have to get involved. Maybe there's an to know. You're always buying the machine. Fine. But you're right. Let's say he said the words, I'll buy you in the machine in the yeshiva. You know, like to make it easy case. Now, a case that everybody always talks about, the machlit halacha l'maisa once and for all. You know, he lends you, he pays the cab 9 shekel and 90 agarot. You know, so if it's 95 agarot, there's no shayla. Because since there's no coin anymore, 5 agarot, so then there's no monetary value b'chlal. Right, the place can say that's about another shayla. But let's say he lends you $9 shekel and 90 agarot, right? So you're not paying back a 10. Right? So b'shaita, last time I said that, what you do is like this: you give him back 10, and you say the next 10 agarot, not you have to give 10 agarot to Tztaka, because then he's going to hate you. Why do you need to do that to the person? You tell him the next 10 agarot of whatever amount that Tztaka you ever give, that's mine. You're giving a shekel the next day, so 10 agarot of that's mine, and then you're out of the shayla for sure. That's for sure. Okay. But the ma'isa, just if you have to give a psak, right? You know, you don't want to say that every time. So the psak is like this. The psak is that if I say to you, here's 10 shekel, mamish depends why he's giving it. If he's giving the 10 shekel because it's annoying for him to be matriach, and to look ridiculous, that, you know, I want back 10 agarot or to find the change or whatever, so then that's not called I'm giving him something. Right? That's called something that everyone understands is not a matana. He gained nothing bad. I mean, I'm doing it to save myself tircha, the paiskim say. Imagine if he's doing it because, you know, right, he deserves it because he lent me the money. Right? And if it's a merit exact, because the thought process is a mashu, and you have to be very honest. If he's thinking that thought process, you know, well, I'm going to ask him for the 10 agarot. He gave me 990. It's a dakis ticket thing.
When you borrow 990, you're always thinking you're going to pay back 10 because you don't even want it.
You're thinking, but what, so why are you thinking that? That's what I want to know. Why are you thinking 10? Think about it for a second.
If when you borrow 9, you're thinking I'm going to give
that. Why are you thinking that, though?
It doesn't matter.
No, it matters. It matters. Well, are you thinking that because, like, 9, 9, 10 is the same thing. I'm not, right? Or are you thinking that because, like, you know, this way, you know, I don't feel like I borrowed from him. Sometimes a person feels like that, you know? Like, he's going to get better at the deal. It's a thing, you know. You have to be honest when you're deciding this. Something to think about. Again, you do my eitzah that I told you last time. And then for sure you'll come back in Tchiyus. I can guarantee that. I can guarantee it. Okay. This we spoke about. Where page two? Oh, there it is. Okay. Now, someone had a pair of tefillin that he didn't pay for a while. Right? He sent the cipher of the tefillin, and he didn't pay for a long time. You know, he didn't pay him the $50. Yeah? And he felt bad. Right? So he asked me, can he give him now, you know, $60? In other words, I was supposed to pay $50 2 weeks ago, and I didn't pay him, so now can I pay him $60 because I feel bad? Yeah? It's not so simple. Our first reaction should be, that's ribbis. Okay, it's not ribbis deraisa, because ribbis deraisa, we explained, is only if I made it tonight. You know, I stipulated beforehand that I'm going to give you $60 for $50 if you wait. And so it's not ribbis deraisa, but our first reaction has to be, that's ribbis derabanan. Right? Because he's giving him something extra for having waited, right? But if you think about it, it's not so simple. The Paiskim all discussed this, and it's a big fight in the Paiskim. This, I'm not even going to give a psak because it's a big fight. Because here it's the opposite, right? Think about it for a second. What am I giving you? What am I giving you money for? What are you giving money for? I'm not giving you money for and another ribbis usually is a matana for the loan. Let's make sure we say this right. Ribbis is usually a matana for the loan. I borrowed money, and I want to give you more, right? Because you lent me the money, right? Here, it's you didn't lend me the money. You're angry at me that I didn't pay on time. So I'm paying. I don't know how you say this.
You decided to pay more.
What?
So I decided to pay more.
I decided to pay more because for the lo na'im feeling, the not gishmak feeling of what this poor soifer had to go through for a week. That's what I'm paying for. I'm not paying because of the fact that he lent me the money. It's a different thing if you think about it. What?
It's like a knas.
It's like the lumdis of a knas. In other words, I'm paying because, you know, I did not a nice thing. But it's not so simple through this. The price can grapple with this. I just want to give you the agdara. The summer taka, some are makel, because that svar is a svar, and it's a shayla of ribbis derabanan. This is called ribbis mucheres, and it's not a ribbis that was a ketutza. It's a ribbis that I'm giving you after the effect, after the loan. I wouldn't say the person should do this, right? But it's something at least that you have to have on the books. Now, you buy an aliyah, somebody asked me like this, he bought an aliyah for a fellow that gave him a loan. So, you know, so it goes very simple. You know, if he's your father, your brother, you'd buy him an aliyah anyways. So the Pesukim say that that's for sure mutter. Yeah, these are things I'm not sure if we spoke about last time. It's extremely important to know this. Things that are bifarhesia, right, you always have to be more careful about, the Pesukim say. So for example, it's a Gemara came out. But when I buy someone, you know, so I come to a shul. If I'm a normal person, I buy aliyahs for people, and it's normal for me to do that, and it's especially a normal person that I buy an aliyah for, so then the Pesukim say that's okay. Okay, but what if I have a guy and he lent me money, okay, and now I want to buy him an aliyah? So even though, let's say you're buying him an aliyah because now it created a relationship, you know, that's a lot of times it happens. The guy he lent me money. I'm not buying him the aliyah because he lent me the money, right? Even if that's not the case, you know, I'm buying an aliyah because, you know, we have a relationship now. You know, he's now became a friend, right? But it's still not pashut, because if you're doing it b'farhesia, the Shulchan Aruch says that we're always worried more about ribbis because it looks like ribbis. It's nirik ribbis. In other words, very simple. You know, when it comes to a father, a brother, a good friend, somebody I need a passport aliyah for, so there's no shalom, because then mitzad the rib. If you and you have to be very honest also. If I'm doing it because he lent me the money, then you have real ribbis. If I'm doing it because he lent me money, right? So then irrelevant if people do know, or I did buy, I didn't buy, you know, it's your father. And you're buying him an aliyah today. Why? Because he lent me $1,000 yesterday. So that's a problem. That's a problem, because that's real ribbis. You're doing it to benefit him. That's a problem, right? But let's say that's not the case. The case is that you're buying him the aliyah, right? And you're not buying it because he lent you the money, but because he's your father, because you created a relationship. So now it depends. Is it something that in the tzura, what people see over here, they see, and if they would connect it back, if they knew about the loan, they would be ribbis. So if it's a father, brother, a good friend, right, Rebbe, v'chulei, so then that's normal, and I'm not having the evil kavanas, so then it's not ribbis, and it doesn't hear a ribbis. Hashem Kain, if it's something that is the hagam, I have the right kavanas, but it's not something that I had done in the past, then it's called farhesia, and then it's aser. And it's very important to know this. It doesn't last forever, you know?
But the public knows that you
like
your money.
Oh, so I think it might be even referred in the Shach. I think it might be on the page. Someone says, he doesn't know about the loan, right? But that's the tzura. The tzura farhesia is what they don't want. He doesn't know what went on between me and him. Adarabba, the Gemara says that Madi Yosef, Bitsina Yosef, nobody knows that I lent money, because you don't want people to know that you're in a matzav where you lend or you're borrowing money, etc., etc. Right? But the Tzura, that's what the Chazal were going for over here. They don't want things done b'farhesia. I think it's almost like the Gemara that came out this case, the Gemara about the Chatzar and whatnot, that things b'farhesia, they don't want. They say that a person's going to find out. V'chule. I don't know if it's even just a Maris Ayin. It's more of a, how'd you learn? Was a Maris Ayin. Not sure what it is exactly. You have to learn in the shach over there. It's not so clear. What did you learn? But in other words, I don't know. It's a Mexico ribbis, but I don't know if it's a Mexico ribbis for you. It might be like to ourselves it's a Mexico ribbis. I'm not sure. The Marisayans, you always have this shach. Leish laden, it's important to cloud everybody's side. But that doesn't mean you can never buy Mali again. Right? Now that I generate it, but yeah, again, it goes with honesty. In other words, a month later after I paid back, right? So now, if I'm doing it, again, if I'm doing it because he once lent me money, it's not going to be a problem, right? But if I'm doing it because we have a relationship now, and now it doesn't have any Mexi Caribbean, so the Paiskim, yeah, what's the number? Is it a month? Is it a day? The Paiskim don't have a number. But the point is, once it's ready, it's no longer Mishlech Manas is coming, right? So the guy lent you a year ago, you know, 4 months ago, he lent you $100. Helped you out a lot, right? So, I'll be very honest with you. If you didn't talk to him the rest of these man, you didn't talk to the guy the rest of his mind. You never said another word to him. Right? You have nothing to do with him. Right? So then when you're going to be sending him Mishlech Manas, why are you sending Mishlech Manas? You don't send to every single person Mishlech Manas. So you're sending him because he lent you the money. Right? If the pshat is, now we became relationship. Even if he's not my best friend, but now we have a relationship. You know, this one guy who was in, I used to live in a certain building, and he never ever, you know, you know those guys that, you know, when you walk down the street, and then, you know, some people, you know, the guy comes over to you wherever you are, like the child. Right. That was another guy who, you know, as he sees humans coming, right, quickly crosses, he's going to have to say good jobs, right? This guy, he has like a special rope like out the window. Apparently, he never says good jobs to anyone ever, right? The Gemara says shtickle gazlin if you don't say shalom to somebody, but whatever. So he once borrowed from me, a little bit of money for like nothing major, right? All of a sudden, he walks down the stairs. And I'm walking up the stairs, and I see him and says, "Ah, the job is enough, Kaddish." Oh, no, he knows how to say that. No, it's Shabbos. Okay? So I said, "Ah, because I lent you money." Ribbis. that's real ribbis. That's real ribbis. And I got news for you. That's Farhesia Gomer. You know? It's people taking pictures. So that's you have to keep these things in mind, Rabbi said. The Indian of Farhesia. Now, there were three fellows at a chasada, and they needed a ride. Three fellows at a chasada, and they needed a ride. So the guy called me up from the chasada, and he says to me, look, there are three guys asking me. I bet him have nothing really to do with all of them. He says, but one of them lent me, you know, $1,000. So he says to me, I feel almost like bushed funny to give, I only have room for two people. I feel almost funny not giving him the ride, you know? I feel like almost bushed weird. I'm going to, you know, but I'm going to have to single out over here, you know, two of the people. So he says, I feel almost, I think his mom is worse. Right? He's Lehenya saying, again, you have to go into the mindset of Ribbis. That's why I started with the time of the Krah. But he's Lehedja saying that the reason I'm giving this guy the ride, Lehedja, I'm saying the reason I'm giving this fellow the ride is because I feel funny not to give him the ride because he's the one that lent me money. So I feel indebted. You know, I feel like it's very, especially Farhesi also. You know, you're right, I would have given him a ride if there was only two people regardless. Okay, so you'd be allowed to give him the ride. You don't have to say, no, sorry, you lent me money. sorry, I can give you a ride. Gichalas. Okay, but I think that's Mamish Farasia. That's Mamish a case. So it's a problem. Another case. Somebody told me like this. Here's a fellow that he'll lend money, yeah, but you have to machanfin the fellow abyssal. Machanfin abyssal. You know, I need you to say machanfin. You have to, yeah, you know, you're such a benevolent soul, you know, and you're, and everyone knows that you're such a giving person, and it isn't, that, you say it like that, you get a loan. You come over to me and say to him, you know, I'm in a bad matzav, I really need a loan, and whatever, you ain't gonna get it, right? You ain't gonna get it. So the Baal Tanya, it's a chiddush this, but the Baal Tanya says, this is also ribbis. Because look, he's getting it. He's getting what he wants. He's getting something for this loan. Now, you're allowed to say, you know, he's been a goy rachmanis. You're allowed to do it on you, right? I'm mamish needed. I'm mamish desperate. That. But even though it's before, so it might not be deraisa. Might not be deraisa. I got. I don't know. This guy, it's like a tnai. You know, if I don't get my covered, you don't get your loan. You know. I tell you another interesting case. Just I remembered another case. I don't have it on my paper. Another interesting case of a tnai. A very, very important case that comes up. In Rabbi Yisai, in the world of business, you must know this, because this is a very, very serious case that comes up. It says a person has a credit line. He tells you, look, I need to borrow from you. I could use your credit line for a few. He says, look, I give you a credit line, but this is my. I'm telling you, this is a case that comes up all the time. That's what I'm saying. It just hit me. It's very important to say this. I have a credit line, and I'll lend it out to you, right? But I have I make it stipulation. I lend you, but just remember, I'm going to come back to you one day if I want a loan. And very common scenario. A very common scenario. They even have it's a Merdeka Zach. It's like a Ribbis website. Merdeka Zach. That you have a whole thing that you give them a loan through this, and it stipulates, Mamash Tznai, this is one of the Tznayim, that he has to come back. If I need a loan from you, I can come back to you, and you'll give me a loan. Interest free. Interest free. I want to borrow from you $10,000, but I make it tight. Listen, but I'm going to. When I'm going to need cash, you're going to be the first person I knock on his door. Right? Mamish ribbis. Mamish ribbis. What am I saying? I'm saying, I'll lend you money. It's interesting to ribbis, right? Because I'll lend you money, interest-free, if one day you lend me money, interest-free. But it's still mamish ribbis deraisa. It's a tnai, because that's what you're saying. You're saying, we know a loan is worth a lot of money. How much is a $10,000 loan worth? It's worth $1,000, right? I don't know, it's worth $700, whatever the interest rate is, right? It's worth a certain amount of money. So what did I just tell you? I'll lend you money if you'll give me back $700. Mamash is something you have to keep in mind, Rabbi said. So mamash, these cases come up. You know, I give you a case that you never would dream of. And it's so nageya. Anyone who's learning Eitzim Neshech knows those sugyas about the Ariv and the Kaplan and his first cousins and dots, Gefer Lecha Hard. But it's a very simple application of it. You know, you have a partner. Somebody had this case. He came to me about a year ago. He's in America, and he has an Israeli chalaini partner, non-firm partner. And the way it works in all these businesses, Mamish, this is so common, Rabbi Yisai. So common. I'm going to give you one scenario of it, but there's many scenarios of it. It's so common. I'll give you the easy scenario and the harder scenario. The easy scenario is you have a partner. In this case, he had a partner. And each time, a different one has to borrow from the bank, right? You know, so he borrows from the bank, and he borrows from the bank. They're borrowing for the partnership, basically, right? So imagine this, right? So he goes and he borrows $50,000 from the bank. Right? So when the bank, the Goyish bank, okay, forget no shilas of ribbis between him to the Goy, no shilas, okay? So now, the Goyish, think about it, it's Merdeka Zach. He goes to the bank, he borrows $50,000. Yeah, the bank says, goyim, no problem, right? The bank says you have to pay us back $55,000. Think about this in English, okay? Everybody say, so partner A, I pay back $55,000, no harm done. I borrowed $50,000, I paid back to goyim $55,000, no harm done. Right? But that's not how it works. You have a partner, right? And this is such a common case. How does it work with a partner? So sometimes he's going to borrow the money for the partnership, and sometimes he's going to borrow the money for the partnership. But the liability, which is what we spoke about, the liability is upon whom? Of course, the one that went to the bank. The bank doesn't care about your partnership. They're not interested, right? And they're coming after someone. They're coming after you. They're not coming after Abba. They're not even able to go after your meshutif properties, your partner properties, because up your law, that's not one of the properties that is they're allowed to go after. Okay? So what happens? I borrowed $50,000, I have to pay back the guy $55,000. But of course, when I say to my partner, I'm borrowing it for us, right? You know, in English, right? We're borrowing it, right? So now you guys, yeah, father, so I'm paying back $27,500, and you're paying back $27,500, and that's what happens, right? Meaning the business now pays it back over the next 6 months. But what really paid back over the next 6 months? I paid $27,500, and you paid $27,500. So what's that called? That's called that you lent me $100. My partner lent me $100, and I go and I pay his makolet bill, which is $110. That's ribbis deraisa. Mamash ribbis deraisa. But when you think about it, that's the easy case. Is that clear before I go weiter? Not clear? I'll say it again. Very important case. I said this is the... this person came to me a year ago. He said to me, no, it can't be. Can't be ribbis. I said, why not? He says, because everybody does this. I'm borrowed that like within a few years. You know, when I was growing up, Lashon Hara was an Avera. And then it was the Chofetz Chaim. You know, I was before the Chofetz Chaim. And then he came into the world and he made a Mizgan to Sefer and he became very famous. You know, Lashon Hara is a terrible thing. I'm borrowed that we're about to hit with ribbis too. You know, because they're abundant, we're about to find out what the world's going on over here. This guy told me, no, it can't be us. It's not Shaykh, because everybody does this. It's like, just think about the scenario I said, how normal it is. You have a partnership, $50,000 has to be borrowed every 6 months. You need money, you need capital, right? You need money, then you need liquid to be able to play with, yeah? So he goes to the bank. So that's how it works in partnership. Sometimes it's your turn to go. Sometimes you don't want the business to borrow money because then they can come after the business. So you'd rather personal go after the money because who has personal money? You know, nobody nobody's right. Everybody who's married knows nobody. There's no money. There's no never. You know, it's in my wife's name. It's in my wife's name. You know, there's a guy who has a tefillin bag. I saw in the base magic a few months ago. You know, his name was Sarah Lifshitz. Say Sarah Lip, what's the wrong with that? Sarah Lipschitz. You're a dude. What? Sarah Lipschitz. So he says, no, everything's in my wife's name. You know? I'm saying, so he's got $50,000. All right, that story wasn't true. Fine. But the other one, he's got $50,000. So how does it work? So he doesn't borrow for himself. He doesn't borrow for for the business because they don't want him going after the business. So he borrows $50,000. Who borrowed $50,000? Me and Rabbi Shraga, we're partners. Shraga Kalis borrowed $50,000 from the bank. It's my responsibility to pay back my makolet bill $55,000, right? But of course, I come to you. I say, no, so we now borrowed $50,000. Right? So then each month, who pays? He doesn't pay. I don't pay. The business pays, right? Which is called what? $27,500 of his money is paying back, and $27,500 of my money is paying back. Right? So the Mela, he just paid me. I just lent him money. How did I lend him money? Because we're partners. So I just put the money into the bank. That's called, I'll give you $25,000. I gave you $25,000. How much did you pay me back? $27,500. Ribbis deraisa, mitzvah to kill you, Rabbi Yisai. It's no games. Clear? Now, but that case is the easy case. That's the easy case, Rabbi Yisai. I'm sorry. That's the easy case. Even if you didn't do that, Rabbi Yisai, that's the easy case, because that's punching. You see the math right in front of your face, right? When you get to the evil cases, the hard cases in Shulchan Aruch, are the Arev cases. Now, to make a long story short, I'm not getting into Arev and Arev Kablan this, because nowadays, generally, every Arev that they make is an Arev Kablan. Arev Kablan just means that you're a guarantor that they can come after first. Okay? So let's make this in English. Well, let's say I borrow, no partners, let's make an easy case. I borrow $50,000. This isn't the case. It's so normal. I have a credit line. I get a credit line from you. I need to make a credit line of $50,000. Okay? So, you give me the credit, and whatever, I make a head to Iska with you later, right? Whatever, or you're a guy, or this, I don't know. Fine. Now, you know, the guy says, I'm not lending you money, I need an Arif. Yeah? So, wonderful, right? So, he has an Arif, and Yanim comes, and he's, I don't want to confuse them, we have to end. I make a very easy case. The same case, Shutfin. That way I don't have to confuse him. You see the beauty of it. Shutfin. Right? Me and Rabbi Stryker, same thing. Right? And let's say this time, very simple. I borrow the money, he's my shutfin, but he's not a taka paying me, he's just my Arif. He's being my Arav. That's it. I borrowed $50,000. It's my problem to pay back. He's my Arav. Yeah? So now, again, the way we look at it, the Paitzkim say, the way we look, and I'm paying back. I'm paying back my own money, Rabbi Yisai. I'm paying back the $55,000. Do me a favor. Give me my Arav. He says, yes. Right? So now, it's a merit exach. We look at it that he, Ki'ilu, they lent him the money. Because without him, they ain't lending the money. Right? So Arav Kablin, we view it as if he lent me the money. We view it that like Kilo, he got the $50,000, right? And he's lending it to me. And it's my responsibility to pay it back. Right? So what's he doing? So he's paying back for me $55,000. It's a little bit confusing, but you know, the Arav Kablin case is the same idea. When you have an Arav Kablin, me and Rabbi Stryker, you get Chapa, I'll say it again, it's so important. Rabbi Stryker is my shutev, right? It's great kind of have a shutev, but you see what's going on here. You know? I borrow 50 grand. He writes an Arav Kablin for me. He says, yes, I'm an Arav Kablin. So what did he just do by saying he's an Arav Kablin? Right? He just borrowed, Kiv Yachal, he just borrowed $50,000. He's borrowing the 50 grand from the bank. No, sorry, we'll make it like this. It's Kiv Yachal, they gave me the $55,000. Right? But what is happening? It's Kiv Yachal, I'm the one who's lending you this $50,000. You lent me $50,000 because without you, there's no loan. So he just lent me $50,000. Stryker lent Kalis $50,000. Right? So now, when I go and pay up, who am I paying up for? I'm paying up for my Stryker. I'm paying up for him because otherwise they're coming after him. He's the one that has liability. So I'm paying up for him. So that's Mamash Rebbe Staraisa. Rebbe Staraisa. My center went to pay a shiva call. Maybe see if he's here. If he's not here, I'll go for two more minutes. He's here already? You see? He's here already. No, if he's here. Okay, so we'll stop. Okay, good job, Mr. Rebbe. I'm sorry I had to yell at you. You know what I do? Chavez. You should have seen him when I said Sarah Lifshitz. He went down like a